you from losing body fat? Why are you not getting results? You're doing 1,200 calories a day. You cut out all your carbs. You're doing the keto diet, deep throating butter. You're doing carnivore and you're terrified of vegetables because you think that's why America's dying of heart disease, because of fruits, veggies, nuts, and seeds. But anyways, what is actually stopping you from losing body fat? Trainer here in Arizona. I've been doing this for a really long time. I opened up my own gym at 21 and I found out what is the biggest reason why you are not losing body fat. It's not your workout program. Your workout program could actually be stopping you from getting the results you want and making you have the body that you want to have. Because your workout program, you're going to be burning calories. Perfect. That's what we want. We want to be in a calorie deficit. But I hate the word calorie deficit. It literally just means eat less, do more. Y'all are doing that. Why aren't you getting results? And I get it. People are desperately trying to lose body fat, trying to get results. You guys are doing all these trending diets, all these trending plans, and you're just not getting results. And your guys' last resort, I feel like every single time, is weight loss surgery. And weight loss surgery still is not going to make you get results. All it's going to do is make it impossible for you to eat. You're already not taking in enough calories. So how is weight loss surgery going to make you get results? Because it forces you not to be able to get in enough food, not enough nutrients. We won't even get into why I would never do weight loss surgery. But funny when people have to lose body fat on their own before they can get the surgery. So if you can lose weight on your own, then why would you still go ahead and go with the surgery? At the end of the day, it's because of you. You're not starting. You're not doing what you need to do. You quit before you even start. But your workout program, as you take in calories and nutrients, carbs, fats, proteins, those are calories. That's what your body will use as energy. Yes, carbs are not the only energy source. I just want to make that very clear. Carbs are not your only energy source. So just bear with me on that statement there, because you got fats. You have 9 calories from 1 gram of fat. You have 4 calories from 1 gram of carbs. You have 4 calories from 1 gram of protein. Yes, you're getting calories from protein. Protein is a calorie. Those are your 3 macronutrients. And I don't have my clients tracking macros. It just overcomplicates this weight loss stuff. And that's another reason why you are not losing body fat. You're overcomplicating this way too much. It is simply hit your calorie goal for weight loss and eat real food. That is all that we have to do. That's it. You're overcomplicating it. You're tracking how many steps. You're drowning yourself in water. You're doing intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting could actually stop you from getting the results that you want and having the body that you want to have. Intermittent fasting, all it is, you're eating your calories in an 8-hour window. Just because you eat calories in an 8-hour window doesn't make you miraculously lose body fat. You can gain body fat and do intermittent fasting if you're overeating. So therefore, it's not the intermittent fasting that's making you lose body fat. Don't get me wrong. Amazing, great benefits, rejuvenation of cells, hormone function with intermittent fasting, but it does not make you lose body fat. Just like your workout program. You're burning calories. You're building lean muscle mass if you're taking in enough calories. So that's the thing. That's why your workout program could actually be counterintuitive of you losing body fat and getting results. So for instance, you have a calorie goal for weight loss. No matter what, you have a calorie goal for weight loss. And if you guys don't know what your calorie goal is for weight loss, I give you guys a free calorie calculator. So if you don't know how many calories your body actually needs, that is why I call it calorie goal. What do you want to do with your goals? You want to hit your goals. So with the calorie calculator, it already does all the math for you. When people say, oh, multiply your goal weight by 12, that's the most astronomical, ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. If you weigh 300 pounds, everybody wants to weigh, I feel like in general, for women, want to weigh 120 to 150. I feel like in between there is a happy number all these women you all want to weigh. At the end of the day, we all want to look good naked. So get off the freaking scale. Who cares what the scale says? We're doing this to look good naked and feel better and get healthy. That's why people are wanting to do this. It has nothing to do with the scale. So get off the scale first off. But your calorie goal is everything, absolutely everything with weight loss. And that's why when you guys go to FullertonNutrition.com, I give you guys the free calorie calculator. It goes off of your height, your weight, your age, and your activity level. Babe, can you grab the door? That is what it comes down to, is your calorie goal. Male, female, I don't care if you're a dragon right now. Whatever you were born with, a PP or a VV, that's what I would be picking. And then it goes off your age. So let's just say 42 years old, 5'3", and let's say we weigh 230. So a lot of people get confused with the calorie calculator of the activity level because it asks about your work activity. Don't worry about the work activity. What I would do is go and watch the video on the top of the page. You'll see right here, watch video before you use the calorie calculator. I break down how to use the calorie calculator. If you don't work out, pick the first one. If you're working out 3 to 4 days a week just doing weights, pick the second one. If you're working out 3 to 4 days a week just doing cardio, still do the second one. If you're working out 4 to 5 days a week and you're working out weights and cardio, then the third one. And here's the thing, your activity level will change. So you need to make sure, like I said, let's go woman, we don't work out, boom, 1700, 1800 calories. Watch, if we're more active, we start working out 3 to 4 days a week, calories go up. Why did calorie goal go up for weight loss? It's because we're burning more calories. So here, me out on this. We don't work out, 1700, 1800 calories is our calorie goal for weight loss. People ask all the time, Tyler, can I go less? Why would you go less? It's a calorie goal, you wanna hit your goals. If you go less, you're not gonna give your body the nutrients that it needs. We're gonna burn a certain amount of calories every single day. We need to eat less and burn more. Perfect, goes hand in hand. That's why those are your weight loss calorie goal. If you go less, you're not gonna take in enough nutrients for your body to function correctly. That's why you women rip your hair out and leave it on the damn shower wall. It's because you're not taking in the adequate amount of nutrients because your body is burning the calories coming in, burning the nutrients to where you're not taking in enough nutrients to actually let the body function correctly. And that is what is happening to so many of you. 99% of you guys not losing body fat is you're under eating. I know, mind blown. Yes, starving yourself for a little bit, you will get results. Doing intermittent fasting, weight loss surgery, taking phenamine, taking all these weight loss drugs, Mounjaro, Ozempic, they just slow down your digestion. That's why so many people are getting gastroparesis from it. But we're not gonna talk about that because the drug administration companies, they're gonna be making billions off of everybody because they think they just take an injection and miraculously lose body fat. It's because it's slowing down your digestion. You're not eating enough calories. You're eating less. Of course you're gonna get results. It's like when everybody did the HCG diet, doing 500 calories a day, but shooting up synthetic HCG stopped you from being hungry. But your body still needs the calories and the nutrients to function correctly. Seriously, ladies, you all rip your hair out and leave it on the damn shower wall. I know. That's exactly why I created True Meal. It's how Fullerton Nutrition got started when I had my own gym. Every day, moms, dads, working people weren't taking in enough calories. You guys don't have time to get in a quick, easy meal. And don't even get me started with all of the other meal replacement protein shakes that are out there. They're full of carbs, full of sugars, don't even have enough calories to be a meal. That's why you guys are hungry 30 minutes later after drinking ready-made shakes that are full of garbage concentrated whey. That's why you guys are getting bloated from your protein shakes. But that's why I created True Meal, to help people get in a quick, easy meal. That's my first meal of the day, and we put it in our coffee, and it is delicious. You guys don't need your garbage coffee creamers anymore. That's canola oil, vegetable oil, and palm oil. But that is how you find your calorie goal. So under-eating is the number one reason I found why people are not losing body fat and getting healthy. But it is not just your calories. People say all the time, calories in versus calories out. I wouldn't go to that extent. Diabetic, PCOS, Hashimoto's, insulin resistant, going through menopause, hormone problems. Where your calories come from matters. There is one hormone we can actually control, and that's our insulin. What makes the insulin present in the body is your pancreas produces the insulin to bring down your blood sugars. Because too high of blood sugars, sugar coma, die, yada, yada, yada. So that's why the pancreas produces the insulin. But then here in America, the American way of eating is everything processed garbage out of a box. When I say process, all of these different additives, bioengineered products, literally you can go down your grocery store aisle. You know what, better yet, don't even go down your grocery store aisle. Go into your pantry, go into your kitchen, find all of your food in a box. Go to the very bottom, I bet you're gonna see the word contains bioengineered ingredients. That means it is man-made. It physically, naturally cannot be made. It's bioengineered. That's probably why we have so many kids out here developing hormone problems so young and early, and then everybody else developing everything else. It's because of the garbage food and products we're eating. It's not even food, it's just products. Once you start actually eating real food, this is where people start to overcomplicate this because it's so simple. Meat, any meat you want. I don't care as long as it's actual meat and not bioengineered, because they're starting to do that now too. Absolutely crazy, ridiculous. But welcome to America, home of the land of the free and how everybody makes a buck. Who cares about people's health? Because the Food Administration, the Drug Administration, healthcare providers are going to make billions off of everyone dying. But anyways, we won't get into that discussion either. If you were literally only able to go to the grocery store and it only had meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, or fruit, and nothing was in an actual box, America would not be dying of heart disease. Heart disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. And I promise you, it is not from eating broccoli. So for all you carnivores, don't be afraid of the broccoli. It's not going to kill you. But real food, any meat, I don't care. That is where a majority of the calories are coming from. The fats, that's what's driving up the calories. Remember we were talking about carbs is not your only energy source. People are like, oh my God, if I stop eating bread, pasta, tortillas, rice, cakes, soda, and pastries, where's my energy going to come from? It's coming from the fats. It's coming from the proteins. We're still eating carbs, ladies and gents. There is carbs in veggies. There's carbs in fruit, nuts, and seeds. No one said carbs are bad. But remember, going back to keeping your blood sugars level, being able to control the hormone insulin. Because when insulin's present in the body, guess what? You're not losing body fat anymore, because your body has to bring down those blood sugars with insulin present in the body. You're not losing body fat. So if we're able to control the hormone insulin, control our blood sugars, that means we're going to be able to lose more body fat every single day instead of having our high-low spikes of blood sugars, because we're eating the American diet of all of the garbage products out of a box. So it comes down to your calorie goal, and it comes down to where your calories are coming from. Another thing that could be stopping you from losing body fat, like I said, intermittent fasting. It could be stopping you from getting healthy and getting the results that you want, because you're literally making such a small window of eating to where you are not able to hit your calorie goal for weight loss. Remember, guys, I give you my entire step-by-step plan for free. So you guys can just go to fullertynutrition.com, and I will send you the entire step-by-step plan. How to track calories, step-by-step of what I do. You don't even need an app anymore to track your calories, because all these apps out there, they don't even have enough. They literally are so wrong with the calories. It's obnoxious with it. So you're eating in an 8-hour window. Awesome. That's cool. It doesn't change the fact that your body still needs the right amount of nutrients to function correctly. So that's why it still comes back to hitting your calorie goal. If you want to continue doing intermittent fasting, I love it. But still make sure you're actually hitting your calorie goal every single day. It's what you have to make sure that you're actually doing. Then it comes down to the drugs. Phentermine, appetite suppressants. It's going to stop you from wanting to eat. If you don't eat enough calories, you are literally not taking in enough nutrients. Why do you think you got those friends that do a ton of cardio every single day? They're soft and squishy, but they are thinner. It's called skinny fat. It's because they don't have any more muscle anymore. Would I rather do cardio than lift weights? Absolutely not. I'd rather lift weights, because you don't want to tone your bones. No one with a flabby booty. You got to actually grow the muscle to get toned, to tone the muscle. Getting toned isn't from your workout program, though. Getting toned is getting the fat off your muscles so you can see your muscles. But if all you're doing is cardio, how do you expect to get toned muscles if you don't have any muscles to tone? So would I rather do cardio over weights? No, I'd rather do weights over cardio. Am I telling you not to work out? No, don't be a CNN reporter and put words in my mouth. But your workout program could be stopping you from weight loss, getting healthy, intermittent fasting, all the weight loss drugs. Those are the biggest reasons why people are not getting results. Overcomplicating all of this, trying to be Betty Crocker and make all these crazy elaborate meals. You guys want to see what I eat every single day? Watch my vlogs on TikTok. Watch my vlog on Instagram and Facebook. I show you exactly what I do. Tyler, it's so boring. No, you're boring. Add different spices, add different seasonings to it. I make my own salad dressing now, and it's so simple. I sure as hell am not Betty Crocker. Just doing an olive oil with your favorite vinaigrette. You literally just go do, I love this freaking grape vinegar, balsamic vinegar. Drizzle those on your veggies. Boom, done. Now you just made your Brussels sprouts taste absolutely delicious. Stop making old grandma soggy Brussels sprouts. Put them in your air fryer. Get them nice and crispy. Roast them up. Have fun with it. Do some different spices and seasonings. Go to your grocery store. Get a couple different spices and seasonings. Now your meals aren't boring. But at the end of the day, your life sounds hella boring if your most exciting part of the day is eating. Go find something new that you love and enjoy in life. People are so excited to eat. Your life's hella boring. You gotta find more excitement in your life. Food should not be the highlight of your day. We eat because we have to. You have to eat to live, not live to eat. I'll say that again. You have to live to eat. I mean, eat to live, not live to eat. I always do it backwards when I do it again. The only reason we eat is because we have to. The only reason we drink water is because we have to. It's all you gotta do. That's it. And the number one reason why you're not losing body fat is because you're not doing anything to do it day in and day out. I promise you, I promise, day by day, you hit your calorie goal every single day with real food, meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, fruit. You want to do dairy? Go for it. I just don't drink milk because we won't get started with how garbage milk is. Unless it's straight from the udder. And eat the whole damn egg. You're missing out on so many fats and vitamins and minerals and protein with the yolk. Cholesterol is not the egg's problem. It's a whole other thing. High cholesterol, cool. Let's make more freaking money off people with high cholesterol. Instead of changing what people are eating, we're just going to make them afraid of real food. But hey, go eat this bread and pasta instead. And yes, meat is the big problem of it. That's how I have people literally getting off cholesterol medication, reversing type 2 diabetes, reversing insulin resistant. Women literally telling me that their doctors have been like, you don't even have PCOS anymore. It's from changing the food and eating real food and not all the garbage products people are buying at the grocery stores. At the end of the day, it's on you. You either start or you don't. Don't blame your kids on why you're not getting healthy, why you're not eating right. Don't blame your spouse. And at the end of the day, you're supposed to be doing this for your kids, supposedly. Well, guess what? If you don't actually start day in and day out, it's the beauty of it. This is on you. You either start or you don't. You're the one who wants to do this. Nobody else really wants you to do it. Other people have their own problems to deal with. It's you who looks in the mirror and isn't happy with what they see. It's you every single time you have that gut-wrenching feeling when you're walking around Disneyland and you literally have to sit down because you're overweight and unhealthy. You can't walk around the theme park because of it. You're the one who's doing it to yourself. You're skipping out on life experiences going to Hawaii. On a Hawaii trip, amazing, gorgeous sunrise hikes, sunset hikes. But you're not able to go with your family. You have to sit back because of being unhealthy and overweight. It's life-changing when you actually start taking in the right amount of calories and eating real food, being healthy, loving the body that you want to have. You don't have to be nervous anymore going to get on a plane because as you're walking down the aisle, you see people looking at you saying, I hope she does not sit next to me because I don't want overcrowding in my seat. Going to an event and not sitting in the background because you don't want anyone else to see you. When you are so confident you love the way you look, you're gonna be up front and center now talking to people. You're gonna want people to see you because you're rocking your new outfit that you haven't been able to wear in years. Ladies and gents, my favorite thing of all of this is, if you're in your 30s, you're gonna look better in your 40s than you did in your 30s. Better yet, in your 50s, you'll look better than you did in your 40s. You have the choice every single day. You either eat right or you don't. Don't tell me it's not sustainable to eat real food. You eat whatever you want on the holidays, I don't care. But at the end of the day, you have the choice to what you put into your body. No one has a gun to your head making you do it. It's on you. It's what you want. You're strong with weight loss. You're strong with getting the fat off the body. Start. You have no excuse. I do one-on-one calls every single night. Every night, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. It's astonishing to me on how people are not so... It's astonishing how it is so simple to give me a call. It's free. I do what most of these trainers, nutritionists, dietitians, and doctors do, but I do it for free and I do it better. It's free. There's nothing off my back of doing it for free. And the reason I do it for free is because I know 99% of you guys listening and watching are never going to start. I can lay my head on my pillow every single night knowing that two or three people are actually going to take it and run with it. The other 99% who never start, who would probably go spend $500 to $1,000 on a plan if I sold it. But I couldn't put my head on my pillow knowing you're actually not doing it and I'm taking the money. That's why I do it for free. I do it for free because I get to wake up every single day with a DM, an Instagram, on Facebook, TikTok, or an email with a before and after photo of someone saying, thank you so much, I have a whole new life now because you made this weight loss thing as simple as possible for me. That is why I do this every single day for free. At the end of the day, it's on you, ladies and gents. You got to figure out your why. Stop doing it for your kids. They're going to leave you. Stop doing it for your spouse. They can leave you too. Do it for you because it's what you want to do. On that note, I'm out of here. Have an amazing day. Smash that share button. You know someone you know should probably hear this. Stop making up excuses, ladies and gents. It is on you.